with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the Labor Day weekend edition of the Grilling Guys. Barbecue Bob made a trip back from his camp somewhere in northwest Michigan on Lake Michigan to come back and share a little bit of love and of the grill and the outdoor cooking with you and me.
And maybe catch a shower at your house.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that's right. It's rustic camping, isn't it?
Am I so ripe?
Yeah, right, yeah.
No, actually, we bathe right in Lake Michigan. Our friends are fanatical about bringing biodegradable soaps up.
Oh, sure.
It's kind of a ritual. That's kind of cool. Everybody goes out and, you know, washes their hair because we bring the stuff down there and you come back all clean, wagging your tail,
sure,
shaking.
Yeah.
And I can honestly say I'm a little happier to be at the beach with my shirt off right now thanks to Snap Fitness. I am pretty self-conscious about the love handles and the fat I've grown over the years.
Dude, you're almost 60. You earned it, okay?
Yeah, but
I mean, I know you want to look good, but you ain't 25 anymore.
I feel a little better about, you know, having maybe some a little bit of definition
tone
now in my biceps and triceps and
sure,
and being able to see little pieces of my core here and there.
Yeah.
And the love handles have shrunk. My legs are stronger. It's such a great payback.
Sure.
And it, as well, when I come out of there, I just feel invigorated. I mean, the minute I swipe my key on the door, I mean, I get this little burst of adrenaline or endorphins or something. I don't know what it is, but I'm happy.
That might be the earbuds you have in and the tune that comes on when
well,
you
I do
in
have
the
a
door.
Great playlist.
Yeah.
Always manipulating the playlist.
Right.
So I wanted to talk about setting up the grilling area, your barbecue area for the cooler weather, because it's something I do, and I wonder how many people, you know, have to make modifications for the weather.
Well, the first thing that I think of is a roof over your tools. We were talking about your big belly, you know, not that roof over those tools, but putting a roof over your tools.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And that
you
is...
You said tools, like that. I have several of them.
Right.
Okay.
So that, you know, the fall has inclement weather. It always happens.
Yeah.
And you're not going to want to let the weather dictate when you can grill. You want to do it the other way around, is I'm going to grill regardless of the weather.
Yeah.
So that's really what we're talking
that's
about.
That's a huge variable, too, because like most people, everybody's decking area is different. And I've got this cool thing that I had made with a fabricator years ago. It was an idea I tried to sell. It's like this giant canvas cabana room. So I have that mounted on my deck. Most people are not going to have something quite that permanent.
Right.
So one of the cool things that I've done on my old deck, I don't need to do it now, but I just drilled a hole in an area on one of the benches, two holes, and I could take a big patio umbrella and I could slide it in through the bench hole and then it would mount down on the floor and I could pop up a patio umbrella to keep the area dry if I'm going to go out and grill.
Right.
And just bring an umbrella out with me. And you can even get a cheap one, the cheap lightweight ones. They're about $40 this time of year.
Right, yeah, they're all on clearance.
Typically $79.99. Yeah. Just get, you know, one of the cheaper ones from Meijer or somewhere like that. But that's personally, I think every grill should have an umbrella.
Right, a cover over to some sort so that you don't have to stay. The grills function differently in the weather. And you do, too. And if you can get yourself and the grill under something, you're going to get a lot better result, or you're going to get a more consistent result.
Yeah, and it might be a good excuse for you to go out with the wifey and buy a new patio umbrella for her, be the hero, buy her a new one, and then you can scam the old one and keep that tucked away in the garage for your grill area.
Great plan.
Actually, that's a great plan.
Yeah, because
you'll be the hero, and you get an umbrella. You get to take the old one.
Yeah, it'll get smoky. And it'll get dirty when you're using it in the grill because, you know what, it's a little messy around the grill a lot of the time. But But there you go. So maybe the used one is a better way to go.
Because you get a lot of rain in the fall.
Yeah.
And actually, we've had a lot in the summer, this late summer. We've had a lot.
Earlier this week, I was making a delivery, and what happened was I was taking the U-Haul truck back, right? I had to rent a U-Haul truck, whatever.
Oh, sure.
And I'm waiting on the corner and of a major intersection in Grand Rapids, 28th Street and the Beltline. There's white caps on the road. Oh. The wind's blowing so hard. It's raining so hard. It's like a foot and a half, 2 foot deep. I see a little Prius out there with water about five
yes.
inches up its door.
Yes.
Right? So my shop is 5 miles away from where I was. Never rained. And so it's these little pop-up storms. It was torrential rain where I was. And the
guys were in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, yeah, and the guys were painting and at my building, and they never saw a drop. I mean, it was crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
These pop-up storms.
I was on 28th Street that day.
Yeah.
I was heading down. I was looking for coolers that day.
Okay.
So I'm buzzing up and down 28th Street, and I have my Jeep, you know, my Jeep, and it is high and you know, big tires. It plowed right through it, but I'm watching all these cars, and I got into one area right in front of Dick's Sporting Goods
uh-huh.
that I bet you that water was already a foot deep.
Yeah.
And I was doing like 30, and I plowed through it, and it's like wanting to take me sideways a little bit. I'm like, holy cow.
Yeah.
And it was coming down so fast, I had no business doing 30 because I couldn't see all that well.
Yeah, but it's kind of fun when you hit that if you're not in thick traffic.
I mean, love it.
I got to admit it.
I love it. So sorry about the bunny trail on that. Yeah. Anyway, and then, you know, I guess another thing is if it's fall coming, you also get a lot of high winds. And all winter long you're going to have high winds. And making your grill area safe is a biggie, especially since we're working so hard to convince people to go back to natural lump charcoal. I think we're selling smokers and kettles for people.
Yeah.
But so if you've made that switch back to charcoal and you got a wooden deck, how are you making it safe?
Well, you got to shield the wind because, you know, earlier this summer you had the accident where the coal came out of and a wind can assist that. If you got wind blowing through, it's going to do two things. One, it's going to heat up your grill a lot hotter if you let the wind at the coals, but you need to shelter that because the wind also sweeps the heat away from the grill. So you got pluses and minuses there, but shelter, there's right, it's north and west, right?
So
if you can,
there's a cool, easy way you can do that. And I was, I'm usually building stuff out in my shop anyway, but if you have any scraps of plywood, you can literally take a couple of like 4x4 chunks or whatever you have, whatever the size of the scraps are, a 3 foot wide and a 3 foot wide, you know, four foot tall. You can take a couple of those pieces and put a couple hinges on them, keep it stashed in your garage, and just literally set it down on your grill next to your grill.
It's a little windbreak.
And form a windbreak. But I was more thinking like underneath the grill. I have under my deep fryer, which I finally fixed. I got it running perfectly.
Oh, good.
Under my deep fryer, I have that nice big sheet of steel
with
an edge.
It's like a 4 foot.
Yeah, a guy from Rapistan made it for me, and it's a great spark guard, but you can literally do that with galvanized or certain types of steel and just make a spark guard. Now, this one has a slight little edge on it, which I don't know that I would recommend because it's intended to hold the oil in case I overflow.
Which happens if you use it with the fryer, sure.
Yeah, but for your grill, they actually make these several different types of mats.
Mm-hmm.
Get the very biggest one you can find. They're only about $79, and they're kind of a rubber material, but they literally do, the coals won't burn through them. They're kind of like silicone gloves, you know?
Yep.
You can just literally pick up fire with them.
Well, and if you're standing on it for an extended period of time, then it also has a little back support. You're not on a hard deck, you know? It's got a little sponginess to it. So, byproduct of the grill mat. But
sure.
Anyway, you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Check us out on thegrillingguys.com because there's a ton of recipes, bunch of information. All of our old shows are archived on there. So a great place to go as a resource if you're missing the show. Coming up next, we're going to be building a smoker in an afternoon in your backyard. Nice little fall project. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back. Like the wind and the rain.